This is Kathy Lipton, Executive Editor of the Economic Research Service's Amber Waves magazine. Joining me today is Andrea Carlson, one of the authors of the article, A Wide Variety of Fruit and Vegetables Are Affordable for SNAP Recipients. It's in the December 2011 issue of Amber Waves. Thank you for joining me today, Andrea.
My pleasure.
The central question in your research is whether low-income Americans participating in USDA's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP as it's known, can afford a wide selection of fruit and vegetables, or just a few of the least expensive types. So to answer that question, you had to look at several factors. First was the amount of SNAP benefits that participants receive, or in other words, the food budget available to low-income households. Can you briefly explain how SNAP benefit levels are determined?
SNAP benefits are based on the Thrifty Food Plan, which is a low-cost diet plan that incorporates foods commonly consumed by low-income individuals, and it also meets the dietary guidelines for Americans. The Thrifty Food Plan further guides USDA in making cost of living adjustments to the SNAP benefit levels each year.
So for the purposes of your study, how did you decide what share of the Thrifty Food Plan to allot to fruit and vegetable purchases?
This was actually quite easy because the Thrifty Food Plan already includes the expenditure shares for each of the food groups. So we simply use that share allotted for fruits and vegetables in the plan. That's about 40% of the food budget. Since we used 2008 food prices, we took 40% of the 2008 Thrifty Food Plan for a family of four and established our budget for $54 for fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Now, is that a weekly budget then?
Yes, that's $54 per week for the family of four.
So how did you decide which and what quantities of fruit and vegetables to include in their sample list that's included in the article?
We started by looking at the ERS online database, Fruit and Vegetable Prices, and it turns out that about a third of those fruits and vegetables cost less than 50 cents per cup. And for a family of four, we needed to select 58 cups of fruit and 81 cups of vegetables to follow the dietary guidelines for Americans. So we started by selecting our lower cost fruits and vegetables. Vegetables are really important for making main dishes, so we made sure we had things like onions and celery and canned tomatoes that you can use to make a variety of dishes. And then we also put through in vegetables that you're often consumed alone, such as carrots and cauliflower and sweet potatoes. Then we added more expensive fruits and vegetables, such as cantaloupe and red bell peppers and grape tomatoes, to add a little more variety to our menu. And this also demonstrates that if you budget carefully, you can afford some of the more expensive fruits and vegetables. Finally, getting back to the dietary guidelines for Americans, this guidelines breaks the vegetable recommendations into five groups, so we had to make sure that these subgroups were covered as well. The important thing to stress about what's in the article is that this is only an example, and any family could choose any number of selections and still have it affordable.
Your research results show that low-income Americans can meet the dietary guidelines for fruit and vegetable consumption with a wide selection of fresh and processed products and still stay within a limited budget. Does this research have broader implications for all Americans?
I think the really important thing to remember is that according to USDA's My Plate, fruits and vegetables occupy half of your plate. And our research has suggested that for just about any budget level, 40% spent on fruits and vegetables is really a good number to aim for.
Well, I've really enjoyed talking with you today about your research. If you want to read A Wide Variety of Fruit and Vegetables Are Affordable for SNAP Recipients, you'll find the article in the December issue of Amber Waves at www.ers.usda.gov/AmberWaves. This has been a podcast of USDA's Economic Research Service. Thank you for listening.